This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about the rise of urgent care. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Over the past decade or so, private equity firms have invested billions of dollars into urgent care centers across the U.S. These investment companies raise capital from private investors to buy stakes in companies that are not on the stock market. The infusion of cash can help grow businesses and ultimately bring more healthcare options to more people. But investors want returns on their investment, and private equity companies are often looking to make a quick profit, which can affect care or entire health systems. Across the country, hospitals have shut down after private equity companies took over. So the stakes here are high. Alan Yu looked into the money fueling the growth of urgent care.
Let's say you're an enterprising doctor and you open an urgent care business. Things are going well.
You quickly realize that there is growth and financial security as you grow the number of clinics that you have.
That's physician Franz Ritucci, the president of the American Academy of Urgent Care Medicine.
So you want to have multiples. If you're a mom-and-pop clinic, you'll do well. You could be comfortable. But then you may get the itch of, like, I could do more. I could grow.
And Franz says urgent care centers need to grow and scale up because they are profitable when they are seeing a lot of patients and a mix of patients. Urgent care centers do not make much profit from seeing patients with simple things like ear infections. They can make more profit from seeing patients with more complicated problems, like someone who fell and needs an x-ray, a cast, and a splint. Wanting to grow his business is what brought Peter Holtz to look for investors.
So it's enabled us to scale from 4 centers to 16 centers.
Peter is the CEO of Vibe Urgent Care, a chain of clinics in the Philadelphia region.
So we want to give off a healthy vibe, a positive vibe, an energetic vibe. And our original tagline was feel better as soon as you walk in. We wanted people to walk in and feel that sense of comfort and that energy and that we were going to take care of them. So that's why we're called Vibe.
He says the local private equity firm that invested in his company has been a great business partner.
They have never once told me or my team how to run the business, what kind of care to provide or anything like that. They've been really a source of capital, a source of judgment and assistance to us as we've had to make challenging decisions as we grow the business.
But private equity investment is not always a good deal for people running urgent care centers. Physician Franz Ritucci, who we heard from earlier, has been in the urgent care business for over 2 decades now. He says that for years, private equity firms have been buying urgent care centers. The private equity firm tries to grow the urgent care business. Then they can sell it to another company or a hospital system to make a profit. Doctors sometimes ask him for advice when private equity investors approach them with offers. He tells doctors that if the business is thriving and could do even better, then the investment could be good. However,
if you need the money to survive, don't take it. Sell off your clinics or, you know, close down, tighten your belt.
That gets to a darker side of private equity investing. Franz says if an urgent care clinic is already struggling to break even, then private equity investment will just put more pressure on it.
They want you to make X number of dollars, or at minimum, be able to go through 35 to 40 patients a day in order to a break even or have some monies left over. And out of that, you have to pay your salaries and supplies, etc. Now, if you're hurting that you need the money to grow, then yes, equity is the way and you'll sell your soul in order to survive and move.
Private equity investors want to see a quick return, says Jessa Loomis. She studies global finance.
Private equity tries to realize returns over a 3 to 7 year time horizon. That means that they're looking to realize a profit in a relatively short amount of time.
Jessa is based at Newcastle University in the UK. She has researched private equity in healthcare markets, including urgent care centers. The profit-driven interest in urgent care centers has also meant that they tend to spring up in areas where there are lots of potential patients, and not in more rural regions where patients really need access. Jessa says even if an urgent care business goes under, the private equity investor can still sell the business or the land where the urgent care clinics are and make a profit.
Part of that is the financial engineering, financial mechanisms at play that allow them to basically take their returns and run.
Urgent care clinicians say the pressure to make money can affect patient care. Brett Murray, who works in both an emergency room and in urgent care, has become wary of private equity investment companies.
They are in the business to make money from whatever they're investing in. And if they don't make money from that investment, they're going to move on and just leave whatever is there to have happen whatever may.
Brett says he is skeptical of private equity investors buying urgent care businesses in particular, because more and faster access to healthcare does not help patients much if the care is not good. For instance, he says a lot of the time he will see patients who come into an urgent care clinic who feel ill and want an antibiotic to feel better.
We want to help people feel better. But sometimes, and more often than not, the answer is time. You need time to get better. Your body needs to fight this illness. We explain why, for example, an antibiotic might not be needed in this case. And that patient might leave feeling frustrated because they just paid whatever, $300 to come to this urgent care and be told, you have a cold, you need to go home and rest and drink water and you'll feel better eventually. Versus a patient who comes in and gets a prescription, they're like, I got something, now I'm going to suddenly feel better. I really liked that urgent care. I got in, I got out, I got my meds, I went home, I'm going to keep going back there.
He says research shows urgent care clinics tend to prescribe more antibiotics than other healthcare providers. Using too many antibiotics for illnesses that do not require them could lead to more antibiotic-resistant germs, which is already a problem. Brett says that is the difference between the kind of care that will leave a patient satisfied and make a profit for a business versus the kind of care that is ultimately good for the patient and for society in the long run.
It's very easy to go down a slope where we're focusing more on patients leaving good reviews and coming back because they see the visit as a success and not actually focusing on what the true medical guidelines are.
He says urgent care fills an important gap in the healthcare ecosystem, but he is worried about what patients can come to expect from it. Peter Holtz, CEO of the urgent care center chain Vibe, compares his business to a beloved chain of convenience stores.
From a retail standpoint, I've always admired Wawa. And people talk about my Wawa when they go to their place. Within healthcare, we want to have that same kind of brand connection. We want people to feel like when they walk in our doors, they're going to get great care and great service.
Whereas Brett Murray says he loves fast food, but...
When patients come in and view it like a fast food restaurant, there's a menu, you can pick out what you want. You need an x-ray of this, you need this antibiotic because you always get this when you have a sinus infection. That leads to a lot of strain on that doctor-patient relationship when we try and take the time and kind of explain why they either don't need that or need something different or maybe just need a little bit of time to feel better. There's so much mistrust of the medical system and of physicians. Lots of people saying physicians are just there to make money, etc. And I would love if we could get back to a place where we could have a much more kind of productive and trusting relationship with our patients.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.